Brad Garrett in Gleason.
They call you the Great One. How did that name come about?
No, actually, Orson Welles was the first to call me the Great One. I'm not exactly sure why. And then Lucy continued the tradition and started calling me that as well. And I never had a problem with it. I learned to deal with it.
Why was The Honeymooners so successful?
Well, I could probably give you 30 reasons why, but the one that comes to mind is it was funny.
The stout, white-haired man shakes his head.
Is it true that you didn't like to rehearse?
I was never fond of rehearsing, simply because I believe that the best comedy should have a certain degree of spontaneity and surprise. And it was just totally a decision made by my technique. I liked to be surprised as well. And the more I rehearsed, the more I felt it was watered down. And so I rarely rehearsed.
You have a reputation for enjoying your libations.
Now, that is a lie. I drank for one reason only, and that is to get bagged. It never got in the way of my work. I never drank on show day. I was always on time.
Words appear. CBS Studios, New York City, 1955.
And five. See, Jackie? Hold on.
Two men in suits rush around backstage.
Okay? Yeah, just the usual pre-show details, Mr. Friedman. Nothing okay. We can't handle.
Listen, a title written by Rick Podell and Michael Preminger.
Well, you know Jackie. If he's not composing the music, he's yelling at the writers.
A woman approaches with a plastic space helmet.
He's changing the lights. He's telling the director how to do his job. No, this has not been a work. We're not going to be able to see our face or hear his dialogue.
Well, I can't get him out of the rental house. Is already closed.
Titles continue, directed by Howard Deutsch.
Cut a hole in the front.
This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS.
Mr. Paley's good wishes. Well, you know he doesn't like visitors before the show, especially from the network. No offense.
None taken. It goes with the territory, but I do need to see him.
You just wait here and I'll go get him.
That's described by Allison White, Nick Izzada, Dutch sick. Priest, and Paula Broussard. Read by Pat Lentz.
30 minutes. Honeymooners, that's a one-hour call for you.
Now, a younger Jack. Jackie rides in a Cadillac.
Why don't we try Second Avenue? This is like a parade route.
Everything's jammed up, Mr. Gleason.
So you want to hit us?
Yeah.
So we leave the Yankee game, right?
Uh-huh.
We get in the car. Things start spinning. And I threw up. I was so loaded, I threw up all over Sinatra right in his limo. You believe that? And you know what I told this driver?
What's that, Mr. Gleason?
Throw the bum out. He's stinking up the car.
In the back seat, Jackie reads a script.
Be darned.
Hey, these guys think I'm going to wear a dress. I hate riders.
He tosses the script aside. The car pulls up to a crowd gathered near a stage door. A police officer motions for them to stand back as Jackie steps out.
There he is!
Hiya, folks. Hi.
A camera flashes.
Everybody get in my dressing room.
A woman hands him a pen and a piece of paper.
Oh, thank you. I want you something. Thank you. How are you, pal?
Now, a dark-haired woman looks out
Jackie?
An apartment window.
Jackie!
Jackie turns and gazes toward the now empty window.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now in the apartment.
Thank you, everybody.
Jackie, where are you? You said you wanted to help me make the bread.
Sakes, will you let that kid be?
Brooklyn, 1924.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to turn him into a mama's boy.
He's all I've got left.
Nearby, a 10-year-old Jackie flips through a photo album.
Maybe if I had a husband who knew how to look after his family, I'd still have two sons instead of one.
In the album, a memorial card with a boy's photo reads, Clements Gleason. Jackie's father shakes his head.
Lord, I can't believe you still blame me. The kid was sick, May. Our boy was sick.
Nearby, Jackie peeks around a corner at his parents.
Enough around here, do I?
Enough for who?
You know, one of these days, poof!
Oh, can it, Herb?
Jackie disappears behind the door.
You know what? I know where you hide it.
He pulls clothes from a laundry basket.
Hey, that's clean, but...
Oh, yeah, I know, all right.
Jackie watches Herb pull an empty liquor bottle from the basket.
Damn, I can't believe how fast you go through the hooch.
Oh, what, like you don't? You're drunk by 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, what time is it? Oh, I know! Time for a drink!
He reaches for a can.
You are not taking the food when you get it. Go out and get drunk. Put it back.
No.
Put it back,
no,
sir.
No. You know what? You're right. I am to blame. For not telling you how beautiful you are. Come on, baby. Come on, look at
me. Just put the money back.
As she reaches for the can, Herb grabs her. Money falls to the floor as she struggles. Jackie runs toward them and pushes his father away.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I'm okay,
hey,
Jack.
Dylan, how about you take a walk with your old man, huh? You know what we'll do? We'll go see a show at the Helsey. How would you like that,
Harvey,
huh?
Harvey.
Hey, come on.
But I tell you about taking him out when you've been drinking.
Come on, Mom, I want to go.
Yeah, come on, Ma. We want to go.
He puts his arms around Jackie and leans his head on his son's.
Don't you take your eyes off him.
You hear that, Jackie? You don't take your eyes off me, huh?
He reaches his open hand to May, and she slaps a crumpled bill into his palm. He smiles expectantly. She sighs and slaps down another bill.
Come on, buddy, let's go see a show.
Herb follows his son out of the kitchen.
Be good, Jackie.
Now, Jackie and his father sit in the audience of a packed theater. Herb sips from a bottle.
Keep me in our magic circle of fire, ladies and gentlemen. Well, our next act is certainly no dog act. Let's have a big hand for the one and only Benny Meyer.
On stage, a man in a plaid suit steps between the curtains, then grabs his neck and yanks himself out of view. Jackie and his father laugh heartily. Benny emerges through the curtains and tips his hat. A tear streams down Herb's cheek as he sips from his bottle, laughing. Benny takes off his hat and spins it on his thumb. Jackie turns in his seat and smiles broadly. His eyes scan the attentive crowd. He faces the stage. Now Benny holds his jacket between his legs. Pursing his lips, he mimics riding a horse. Herb lolls his head with eyes closed. Jackie taps his shoulder and he opens them. As Benny dons his hat, his pants drop to his ankles. Jackie applauds and his father sleeps. Benny disappears behind the curtain and Jackie stares at the cheering audience. Now, outside their apartment, Herb bounces as he walks with Jackie. The boy grins as his father pulls him closer.
Hey, you have a good time with your old man tonight?
Sure, Pop.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was some show.
Oh, yeah, that was some show.
As Herb nears the door, he falls to his knees and rests his head on the wall.
Oh, Jackie. Hey, I ever tell you what a good boy you are? You're such a good boy.
He strokes Jackie's cheek.
I'm going to give you something. How would you like that, huh? I'm going to give you something, but you got to promise me you are not going to tell your Ma.
Promise.
Herb reaches into his pocket, then holds up a silver coin.
A nickel?
Guy like you can't walk around broke. Mr. Jackie Gleason. Here, put that in your pocket, pal.
He hands him the nickel and smiles. Jackie beams as his father hugs him.
All right, open sesame.
He jabs the key into the lock. Now, Christmas tree lights shine through the Gleason's apartment window. Inside, Jackie and his mother sit across from each other, eating.
Eat some more of your peas, Jackie. Come on, don't play with your food.
Jackie swirls his fork through a jumble of peas, potatoes, and ham.
Maybe the subway's late.
She's here, that's him! No, that's not him, Jackie.
They race to the door.
Mrs. Gleason?
Yes, thank you for coming.
A police officer.
Have you ever been gone this long before?
No, never this long.
Well, Ma, remember last Thanksgiving?
No, it wasn't this long.
The officer removes his cap.
Well, what would help us is a photograph for identification if anyone's seen him.
Jackie.
Jackie runs off and returns with the photo album. He hands it to his mother. The black paper pages show missing photographs. Jackie and May stare at the album, confused.
Where are all the pictures of Daddy?
I don't understand.
I'm sorry. We'll do what we can, okay? Merry Christmas.
The officer puts on his cap and leaves. May stares at the empty space on the album page, then closes it. Frowning, she blinks her eyes. Jackie shakes his head and closes the door. Nighttime. May sits alone at the table, crying. In front of her, a bottle of orange juice sits next to an open bottle of liquor. Smoke rises from an ashtray as May sips from a glass. With her eyes closed tightly, her shoulders tense as she covers her mouth. In his room, Jackie lies on his bed, staring at the ceiling. He smiles as he imagines.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the Halsey Theater is proud to present a new act. I'm really excited about this young man. He's going to go places. How about a nice, warm welcome, big hand for Jackie Gleason?
1955. Now Jackie walks backstage with two men.
Show. We go live in 15.
What exactly is the problem?
I want a different driver.
Another one?
Thank you, Will.
What happened to this one?
He's a wacko.
All right, fine, I'll handle it.
Jackie, you are killing me with the lateness.
Because I'm all out of poison.
Very funny. You do realize this is live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jackie.
Ladies, Artie. What's up, Philly?
Friedman wants to see you.
You know I don't see people before the show.
Well, he's not people. He's from the network.
Well, then I definitely don't want to see
him. Paul, let's hear his manager. Will you help me out?
Hey, he's a big boy, all right?
Oh, that's right. You do nothing.
Don't start.
No, Jackie, please.
Please never works.
He's Paley's number two guy.
He gets 5 minutes after the show.
Now?
Later.
A young man approaches.
No, fine. You want to talk to him? Go ahead and talk to him.
Go ahead. Good evening, Jackie.
Oh, God.
I was wondering if you got the new script pages yet.
You call that a script? I wouldn't let my parakeet crap on that thing. That was death.
I thought that was the direction.
No, funny's the direction.
Well, if you came to rehearsal every once in a while, you'd see that.
What would I see? That you're in charge of my scheduling now?
Hey, maybe we should give the scene to Carney.
Maybe you should go right for Burrow. Give me some ice.
He hands his glass of scotch to the writer. Jackie. Now, words appear. Brooklyn, 1942. Jackie downs scotch. He plays pool with a dark-haired man.
You put the word in with Fisher about me taking over your MC spot?
Jackie, how many times have we got to talk about this? You're not ready.
What do you mean?
I'm not putting my reputation on the line for a guy who's been at it only 4 months.
You saw me kill him the other night.
Yeah, that reminds me. If you're going to steal out of guys' routines, at least do them right.
I'm changing them around to fit me.
Right, fine. Just don't change the funny parts. And you got to work on your timing.
What did I tell you about talking while I shoot?
Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry. All I'm saying is that it took me 3 years till I was offered a job outside the Halsey.
That's you. I'll tell you what. You put the fixin' for me and you won't owe me another red cent.
What am I up to?
$6 plus the 2 bits you're about to lose. I get the job, I give you $1 a week.
The job only pays three. What are you going to do? Work for
me? Will you worry about that? Shoot your shot. What are you going to do? More to the right. You're going to kiss up to 7. Go ahead. Keep embarrassing yourself.
All right. I'll talk to Fisher.
Tell him he won't be sorry.
Now Jackie performs on stage.
I'll tell you, I'm staying at a lousy hotel, ladies and gentlemen. They steal my towels.
In the wings, two women watch.
The good news is they send up the heat religiously. Once a week. On Sundays.
One frowns.
Poor guy. I think he's kind of cute.
I'll tell you, they sure ask a lot for rent. No, that's not. No, they ask a lot for rent. Last week they asked me 5 times. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
I'm on a nice hand for Jackie Gleason, eh?
What'd I tell you, huh? Timing.
It was fine.
Jackie exits.
And now, please welcome the ballet artistry of the Holford Twins.
The two women dance onto the stage in white tulle dresses and join hands. Jackie watches their performance from the wings.
I hear they're not really twins. Just sisters.
Who cares? They can be brothers. Look at the pins on that one.
A ventriloquist dummy.
I'll take the one on the right.
Jackie and the MC eye the dummy as the twins continue their dance.
Puppets.
The dancers step in time, one behind the other. Later, Jackie knocks on a dressing room door. One of the twins opens it.
Hello. My name is Jackie. I'm one of the new comics around here.
Yeah, we know. We saw.
Thank you. And I just want to tell you what a pleasure it is to watch you gals do the ballet.
The other, seated twin, lowers her gaze.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He eyes the seated twin.
You know, it'd really be an honor to take you gals out for a late supper tonight. What do you say?
Well, I've already got plans with Armando, but...
Oh, really? The juggler. Are you going to walk or take the unicycle?
The twin in the doorway nods politely.
It's funny.
Always writing. You know, it's comics. How about you, miss?
A little tired tonight. Maybe some other time.
Maybe tomorrow night.
Maybe.
The seated twin takes off her shoe.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Jackie's gaze locks on her.
Have a great show out there.
Have a good night.
The seated twin stifles a laugh. Now Jackie and May take down clothes from a line.
I'm telling you, modest girl is nuts about me. And she's a dancer. You know, not that kind of dancer. A good dancer. She's ballet.
Oh, yeah?
May steps away.
What's with the breathing, Ma?
I'm fine. So, when do I get to meet her?
I don't know. Things go okay tonight? Maybe soon. There's something different about her.
Yeah, that's what you said about the last one. Did they ever find your wallet?
priority. Can you stop with that, please?
Hey, I just care about you, that's all.
I know, Mom. You're the greatest.
Yeah. Hey, how about you stay home tonight? Keep me company, huh?
Mom, how many times do I have to tell you? You're not my type.
Now, Jackie and the dancer leave a movie theater.
I'll tell you that, Chaplin, he's a genius. He says it all with his eyes.
The way he was with that little kid.
A car passes in front of them.
Like, he makes me laugh.
Watch yourself.
He makes me laugh and cry at the same time.
You know the best thing about it? He runs the whole show. He's the writer, the director, he's the star. Doesn't have to depend on anybody.
Is that what you want? Not to have to depend on anybody?
Isn't that what everybody wants?
Not everyone. I think it might get kind of lonely.
Jackie munches popcorn.
You know what? You gotta meet my mom.
Why's that?
Because you seem to understand people the same way she does.
The woman looks down.
Hey, listen, just for a giggle, let's go by and say hi. What do you say?
Jackie, we hardly know each other.
Yeah, but see, this way, we can all get to know each other at the same time.
I don't know, Jackie.
I do. Come on.
Later, he opens his front door.
Come on, Ma!
He takes the woman by the hand.
Come on, she's gonna love it.
But maybe she's asleep.
Does it sound like she's asleep? What are you kidding? Come on, in. Ma!
In the kitchen, he uncovers a plate.
She made a banana bread. You want some?
Oh, I'm okay, thanks. Huh? No,
that's why you're a twig. Ma! What did I tell you about keeping these late hours?
They cross the foyer.
You like jazz?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
You see, I knew it. You're going to be two peas in a pod.
Jackie gyrates, mimics leading her in a dance, then takes her hands in his.
No, I can't. Jackie, wait.
He raises her arm and does a spin under it.
Do I look all right?
You look unbelievable. Bah! Come on, I want you to meet Jen.
He opens the bedroom door. His smile fades as he peers down. May lays motionless on the floor with her eyes closed and her arms outstretched. Jackie stands in the doorway with quivering lips. As he steps inside, Jen stares anxiously over his shoulder a few feet behind. The pebbled glass door swings shut, blocking her view. CBS Studios, 1955. Whoa, Philly meets up with Friedman.
It's 10 minutes before the show.
That's plenty of time to convey Mr. Paley's good wishes. I'm just thinking.
Mr. Friedman, now, listen to me. Jackie doesn't see anybody before the show. It's a superstition.
Sure, I understand. Good. But just give me a minute. Look, what do you expect me to tell Mr. Paley?
Look,
huh?
Tell him I saved your life.
That you couldn't give me 30 seconds to walk in and get it.
Oh, I hear talking outside the door.
Friedman checks his watch.
I'm just going to go sit in the audience.
That's a good idea.
Okay, hey, have a wonderful show.
Thanks.
Top notch.
Now, Jackie cracks a door to the ladies' dressing room. Words appear, Brooklyn, 1943.
5 minutes, Miss Alfred.
Hey. Hi.
Is everybody decent? Is that okay, ladies?
He enters.
You were great in that saloon, the Western thing. Very funny.
Jen crosses the room.
Hi. How are you? I just wanted to wish you good luck tonight.
Oh, thank you. You too. Hey, Mr. Big Shot. Big city debut.
Yeah.
Of Miami, huh?
Yeah. Oh, come here. I heard something I want to ask. Come here.
She rushes over and faces him.
Listen, I was thinking that maybe after our shows we can get together at my place tonight. What do you say?
Jen turns away.
Come on.
I told Jackie, we had this conversation. I'm waiting.
Are you waiting for a rainy day? I've been waiting for 6 months. Is there a little party that doesn't have to wait?
Knock it off.
She taps his face with a powder puff, then stands.
Hey, why'd you go by my show tomorrow night?
Oh, actually, I have dinner plans.
Well, maybe after dinner you can come by and I'll leave you 2 tickets for the late show.
Jen glances around, then moves close to him.
Hey, Jackie. Where is this going?
Come on, you know this has been a crazy year for me with everything going on, and now I'm playing the bigger rooms in the city, and...
I know.
She sits on his lap.
But where do I fit into that?
Come on, Jen, you know I'm crazy about you.
Well, I don't want crazy. Someday I want a family.
Jen.
Her sister enters.
Right. We're on next.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay.
All right, go get him, Tiger. You got a packed house tonight. Remember everything I taught you? Plie.
Jen heads out the door.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll try.
Good luck.
Later, Jackie and the dark-haired MC walk down a sidewalk.
So, did you see the way I murdered him tonight?
What'd I tell you about stealing, huh? Jackie, you did two of my jokes.
And they killed. You, my friend, are an excellent writer. Come on, dinner's on me.
Where are we going?
We're going right here.
Wait a minute. We're going in here?
Well, we ain't going bowling.
Yeah, but this place is for big shots.
Well, then maybe you should wait outside. They happen to cater to entertainers. That's us. And you don't have to pay. You just sign for everything.
Your entertainers will make a living. Eventually, you got to pay it back.
Eventually? Hey, I bet they have scampi.
I'm not eating.
You'll eat.
They enter the Tootshore restaurant.
I can't afford this.
You think small, my friend.
Inside the posh restaurant, the two men eat dinner.
I got 2 weeks' salary on my plate. I can't eat this. I'm getting indigestion.
What are you worried about? You're not paying for it. Eat your potato. You want to trade for the donkey here?
A gray-haired man walks by. Jackie and a maitre d' approach him.
Mr. Shore.
Mr. Shore.
Excuse me. I just want to tell you, you have a beautiful restaurant here, and maybe next time I can get a table near a waiter.
Do I know you?
Mr. Shore.
My name is Jackie Gleason. I'm headlining up at the Club Miami, and it would be my honor to have you as my guest anytime.
Thank you.
Shore stares.
What do you do?
Jackie's smile fades.
What do? I'm a comic.
Good for you.
Excuse me, Mr. Shore. Jack Benny is ready for his table.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
As Shore walks off, Jackie and the maitre d' trade a look. Jackie returns to his table.
Oh, that went well.
A waiter brings the bill on a gold-rimmed dish.
May I have a pen so I may sign my tab, please?
Do you have a tab?
Are you calling me a liar?
The waiter hands Jackie a pen, and the comedian signs his check.
Does your mommy know you're up this late?
The waiter forces a smile.
I just sent a nice bottle over to Mr. Benny's table and put some on there for yourself.
The waiter nods. As he leaves, Jackie quickly lifts his eyebrows, then smiles and faces Sammy.
We're in.
Sammy gulps a drink as Jackie takes a drag on a cigarette. Now, Jackie performs in a club.
You don't have to answer me. They're jokes, sir. It's not a conversation. What do I know? That's why I never shower alone, ladies and gentlemen. How about this marvelous club, Club Miami? Is this wild here? I got to tell you, the food is fit for a king. Hey, king. Come on, boy. Where are you?
His eyes bulge and he purses his lips. Jen enters with a man and a waiter seats them. Jackie spots them and bows his head.
What the hell are you looking at, pal? You look like you lost your best friend. By any chance, did he run off with your hair?
He addresses a bald man in the audience.
Could you put your head on dim? Good thing about it, pal. At least if you find a hair in your soup, you know it ain't yours. But I gotta tell you, life is good, ladies and gentlemen. My landlord called me the other day. Told me I have 3 days to pay rent. I said, okay, I pick Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Eve, 1962.
In the audience, Jen drops her gaze. Jackie stares off, then glances at a woman.
And you, get your legs together. What are you, waiting for a parade? You should see what I see. I'm Jackie Gleason. Have a good night.
Later, the bartender pours him a drink.
Go, come on.
So where's Jen? I thought I saw her come in here tonight.
Oh, yeah? I didn't even notice. Crowd was so hot. Let's go. Come on.
Come on, Jackie, you've had enough, buddy.
Jackie gestures to the man. Yeah. The two men lean close to each other. Jackie glares as he leans back and downs his drink. Puffing on a cigarette, he rests his cheek against the palm of his hand and stares off. Later, Jackie stumbles up a flight of stairs. Reaching the landing, he runs his hand across his hair and approaches an apartment door.
Jen! Open the door, Jen. Jen, open the door. I got it. Jen, open the door! Come on, why don't you send the bum out? Send the bum out! Catholic girl, my ass. I know what goes on in here, Jen.
She opens the door with its chain lock attached.
I locked the door.
Stop it.
Is he in there?
She shuts the door, then opens it all the way.
Where is he?
Look for yourself. Send him out. No one there. You know the way I am. You're being ridiculous.
What were you doing? You think you can go down to a club where I work? In front of my friends with another guy and show me up?
I can go out with whoever I want.
What was that? You can go out with whomever you want. Who is he? Who is he?
A friend.
A friend? What the hell am I? I'm not a friend! You don't do that to people.
Hey, it's 4 in the morning. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, you want to be next?
Okay, Jackie.
What was that?
You're scaring me now.
Scaring you?
Please go home.
Let me in.
No.
What happened when you said you cared about me? Remember when you cared about me? I missed that.
All right, Jackie. You have to care, too.
He cradles her face in his hands.
Does this look like a guy who doesn't care? Let me know.
It's not
I want to tell you a story.
It's not worth it.
Jen shuts the door. Jackie slumps over and bangs his hand against it.
It's worth it!
He straightens, glances around at the other doors, and takes a few steps away, putting his hands in his pockets.
Okay.
Jackie heads for the stairs. Morning. A milkman with a basket of bottles climbs the sunlit stairs. On the landing, he passes by a bleary-eyed Jackie, who smokes a cigarette and holds a newspaper. The milkman crouches by some doorways and sets a few bottles on the floor. Jen comes out of her apartment wearing a hat and a yellow dress. As she turns toward the stairs, she spots Jackie and jumps back.
Read all about it. Jackie says he's sorry.
How does a fella get some eggs around here?
Jackie.
I knew you'd be back.
Are you crazy? You slept in the hall?
Well, I was in no condition to walk.
Because you drink too much.
Fella's gotta have a hobby.
Stop it. I'm serious.
Jen?
His face grows solemn and he steps toward her.
Listen to me. I can change. I have a reason to now.
You must sleep.
I'll never sleep again unless you marry me, Jen. Listen. I made a mess of things, and I want to make it up to you, Jen.
How, by marrying me? You don't want to get married, Jackie.
I don't have a choice, you know why? Because I'm never going to let you go. I am perfect for you.
You're perfect for you.
Well, maybe it's contagious. Come on, you know the drill. Go buy a beautiful white dress, walk down the aisle, and I will make you the happiest woman on earth.
I'm not ready for this.
Well, go get ready, and I'll go buy a cake.
He holds her.
I can't marry you like this.
What are you kidding? Do you know how gorgeous you are in yellow?
As Jackie dances with Jen, she smiles and leans her head back. Her hat falls to the floor, and Jackie kicks it up. Now, in a restaurant, Jen wears a white gown, elbow-length gloves, and a long sheer veil. Well-dressed people dance and socialize as kids scurry around the room. Jen smiles brightly as she dances with Sammy. Jackie, dressed in a tuxedo, stands with Jen's sister. He spots his new bride with Sammy and glowers. Jackie takes a drink, approaches them, and cuts in with Sammy. He puckers his lips as he goofily bounces around with Sammy in his arms. Sammy smiles and goes along with the routine. Jackie stops and whispers into his friend's ear. Playfully slapping Sammy's face, Jackie steps away. Sammy's smile fades and he moves off the dance floor. As Jackie swings Jen around, she holds up her hands and gives an embarrassed smile. Jackie shuffles his feet and paddles his arms. Sammy faces Jen's sister.
My brother-in-law, you're into something else, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Later, Jen talks with her sister.
It's been some fun.
It's been so beautiful. Are you going to dance?
Yeah, I'm dancing.
How are you, ladies?
Hi, Sammy.
I'm going to get some more questions.
Yeah. Hey, have you seen Jackie?
Yeah. He's on stage in the back doing his act.
He's doing a show tonight?
Yeah. And the late show, too. How do you think he's paying for the wedding? What a guy, huh?
Now, Jen steps into the nearly empty club.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about marriage, which I believe to be an expert on, because I have been married approximately 5 hours.
She sits at a table.
And they said it would never last. You know, they say, ladies and gentlemen, that marriage is like a three-ring circus. You got the engagement ring, you got the wedding ring, and then you got the suffering. There it is, pal. One size fits nobody.
She takes off her veil.
Are you married? It's a wonderful institution. I'm just not ready to be institutionalized.
Jen bows her head.
Where is she? Where is my bride? I'm going to miss her.
She stares at Jackie, wide-eyed. Now, words appear. CBS Studios, 1955. Backstage, Jackie and Bullitt stand by the curtain.
Ready, music?
All right, 10 seconds to music and announce, everyone. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Gleason presents
Stage show!
A line of dancers in skimpy blue costumes perform on stage. On a black and white TV, the dancers appear waving large feathered fans above their heads. In the studio, the women form a horizontal line and hold the fans at their hips. One after the other, they circle the fans over their heads. In unison, the women form two kick lines. Backstage, Jackie approaches the curtain's middle. On the black and white screen, the dancers step from center stage. The curtain opens, revealing Jackie.
Thank you very much, everybody. Wow, thank you. Thank you, folks. Hit it, Sammy.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, oh, you're bringing the rain. So stop your sighing and be happy again. Because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Thank you very much, everybody. Oh, how sweet it is. How about a hand for the June panel of dancers, everybody? Aren't they marvelous?
The dancers exit the stage.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to Stage Show tonight. We have an immensely talented group of performers for you tonight. And for the first time ever, right after this program, a full half hour of the Honeymooners. Would you like to see that, everyone? I knew you would. On with the show, and away we go.
Jackie flails his arms as he waddles off stage. Now in a hospital, Jackie holds a baby.
Oh, look at this. She's got her daddy's eyes. Welcome to the world, sweetheart.
Isn't she amazing, Jackie?
She's beautiful. Just beautiful. Look, 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 look. She's staring right at me like she knows me or something. It's unbelievable.
This is all I ever wanted.
You know, Jen, for the first time in my life, I know what a family feels like.
You've made me so happy, Jackie.
Jen strokes his cheek.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get as much work as I can in the city so I won't have to go on the road. How do you leave this? Look at it. Look at it.
Well, if you do go on the road, we'll just come with you.
Absolutely. After all, I gotta take care of my girls. Look at that smile. Huh? See, she knows good humor.
Now in the club.
I gotta tell you something. 2 days ago. No, wait, that wasn't me. You're a dandy crowd. Look at this guy. Didn't you see there's a sign out there? There's an age limit at this nightclub, pal. You gotta be under 100.
An old man in the audience laughs.
By the way, the Civil War called. They found your diary. I'm kidding. The cemetery called. Your room's ready.
The man puts his hand to his head as he buckles over with laughter.
How you doing, pal? Make you feel at home. More embalming fluid on this table. Put it on my tab. No, you're a good crowd.
Later, Jackie and Bullet sit at the bar. The old man and his young date approach them.
Excuse me, I wonder if I can have a word with you.
Listen, pal, it's all in the fun. That's part of the show. Let me get my friend to see through.
To go.
To go is good.
No, listen, I should be buying you a drink.
You're right. There you go.
I haven't laughed like that
a long time.
Well, you got to get out more.
Thanks for dropping by, Jackie.
Excuse me, I don't mean to be intrusive.
Here we go.
I'm out here from the coast.
That's nice.
The name is Warner.
Bullet's face grows serious.
Hi, Warner. And who's your nurse? Hello, sweetheart.
Wait. Warner.
What's as in Warner Brothers?
Exactly. Just like it says on the sign over my studio.
Could you wait a minute.
Bullet faces Jackie.
Warner from Warner Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bullet Storkum, Jackie's manager. Nice to meet you.
Oh, Bullets. Yeah. Interesting name.
So, could you get him a drink for crying out loud?
Come on, while we're young.
And which brother are you?
Jack Warner. I'm the brother that's going to put your boy here in pictures.
The better-looking brother?
No, the smarter one.
There you go. Oh, how sweet it is.
Have a seat. There you go. Here's a drink.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. They clink glasses.
All right.
The pictures.
The pictures it is.
At home with Jen.
I was in the front row at a club last night who I kept grilling. Guess.
I don't know.
Jack
Warner.
Jen's brow furrows.
One of the Warner brothers.
He grins at the baby in his arms.
That's right. He loved the act. After the show, he goes up to Bullets and says he wants to put me in one of his movies that's in production right now. Huh? Easy. You're going to scare the kid. You're going to... Don't scare... Your mommy's scared. Yes, sweetheart.
Oh, sweetie.
Is that unbelievable?
It's amazing. Oh, when do we leave?
This kid is amazing. She never sleeps. You're just like your daddy. Oh. You gotta go to bed. The sun's coming up.
Oh. I'll take her.
All right. Okay, I gotta get all my things in order. Jen, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened to me. It's turning. You feel it turning? Oh, it's turning.
Jackie goes to the bathroom and starts packing.
How long do you think we'll be in Los Angeles?
Well, see, that's just the thing. You know, it's probably just, you know, like a year contract. Sort of uproot everybody and go clear across the country. Probably doesn't make sense right now.
Jen's smile fades.
You aren't going to take us with you?
Jen, we got to start thinking about the kid. I mean, you think she's fussy now? Can you imagine we all get on a train and go clear across to California? She'll never sleep. And with the time change and everything, forget about it.
I thought you said we were going to be a family.
Jen lays the baby down.
I'm thinking about the family.
Jen puts a hand to her forehead.
I just don't understand why you would want to leave without us.
Jen, it's a picture with the Warner Brothers. Can't you be happy for me? Come on, 2-3 pictures a year, I'll never have to go on the road anymore. You understand?
Yeah.
Jen forces a smile.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, there's my girl. Is the blue blazer clean?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the closet.
Where are the bass lines? You said... Okay, here they are. Here they are. Did you ever think that you would be married to a movie star? Huh?
Now, on a soundstage, a clapboard reads, Navy Blues.
Navy Blues, scene 7, Apple, take 16.
And action.
Jackie wears a sailor suit and carries a chest.
A couple of days. I've never been seasick before. All right, guys, load them in there. Go tell the fellas that we're ready to go.
Cut.
The director approaches.
That felt good. Did we get it?
No, we didn't get it.
Oh, well, why'd you cut?
Can you not do that stupid little dance? Because your line cues him.
I don't know.
And then you walk out of the shot. Let's stick to the script.
Okay, I was just trying to make it funnier, that's all.
Well, it was funny before we hired you.
The director starts to walk away.
Whoa, Chappie, what the hell does that mean?
I thought we went through all of this yesterday. All right, everyone, let's go again.
Excuse Jackie me, grabs
you know,
his arm.
You're doing a big-time picture here. I mean, if I see the opportunity to make it a little funny, what's the problem with that?
You want to play the role of Tubby, or you don't?
Okay, so now that's the other thing. I feel that the name of the character is just a little...
Accurate?
So now that's the kind of humor you can use in your directing.
A man jumps between them.
1 hour, back at 2.
Jackie grabs the director's collar.
Funny?
Back at 2!
The man pushes Jackie off.
Now you take a long lunch, Gleason. Come to think of it, take the day off, we'll see you tomorrow. Take a bath, cool off.
You're not funny.
Get Jack Warner on the horn.
As the director walks away, Jackie points to himself and mouths, I'm funny. Now Jackie enters a motel room. As he struggles to retrieve the key from the lock, he spots an envelope lying on the floor. He removes a cigarette from his mouth, picks up the envelope, and turns it over. Tossing down his keys and emptying his pockets, Jackie pours himself a shot. The cigarette dangles from his lips. As he puts the cap back on the whiskey bottle, Jackie's focus falls again to the envelope. He downs his drink in one gulp, sits on the edge of the bed, and opens it. Inside, a telegram reads, Jackie, come home. It's over. Bullets. Jackie angrily wads up the telegram and tosses it aside. Grasping his knee, he glares at himself in the mirror.
You just couldn't stop.
In the mirror's reflection, Jackie rubs his eyes, stands, and takes off his jacket. He walks to the dresser and takes a swig from a small liquor bottle. Putting it back down, he reaches for the phone.
Yeah.
Hi. Finally, I haven't heard from you in 5 days. How's it going?
I got canned, Jen.
Okay. What?
I got fired. The damn director, he wouldn't let me make it funny. The writing was horrible, okay?
Jackie paces in the motel room.
Could you try to get the kid to be quiet so I can have a minute with you here?
You need to come home.
Can you believe they did this to me? They're telling me what's funny. Can you believe that?
He grits his teeth.
I just wanted to make it better. You know me.
Jackie. I'm pregnant.
Jackie freezes, knitting his brow. He slowly sits down.
Jackie. Are you there? Are you happy?
Yeah, why not? Of course, baby.
We miss you, Jackie.
Holding the baby close to her body, Jen hangs up the phone. In the motel room, Jackie leans on the dresser and slowly shakes his head. He slams the phone down. Swinging the phone wildly, he smashes the bottles of booze. He stares at his reflection in the mirror, then sharply turns away. Smoothing his mussed hair with both hands, he glances about his room and walks off. Now, a dark-haired woman leads two policemen into Jackie's motel room.
We haven't seen or heard from him for the past 3 days.
Excuse me.
Jackie lies in bed, fully dressed.
Shall I call an ambulance?
This guy's dead. Needs a priest.
I got here as quickly as I could.
The priest is Jack Warner.
What a waste, huh, Father?
Not really. Actually, he wasn't that funny. At least not in my movies.
Warner passes his hand over Jackie's eyes. Now, in his apartment, Jackie wakes up in his own bed. He lies awake for a moment, then springs up and hurries into the bathroom. He kneels over the toilet. Faint sunlight shines through the bathroom window as Jackie stands and wipes his mouth on a towel. Staggering back toward the bedroom, he casts a furtive glance down the hall. As he sits on the edge of the bed, he grabs a pack of cigarettes from a nightstand. Jen enters. Her round belly slightly protrudes under her belt. She casts a sidelong glance at Jackie and slings open the drapes. Sunlight streams in.
No, no, no. Why would you do that?
How much longer are you going to make us live like this, Jackie?
I don't want to hear right now, Jen.
You've been like this for 2 months. Look at what I got. You know what this is? The final notice for our electricity. They're turning it off.
He waves off the notice.
We have a baby, Jackie.
He pours a drink.
You have no savings. When are you going to come out of hiding? What do you expect us to do?
Why don't you take the kid and go move in with your folks till I can figure it out?
Jen puts her hands on her hips.
How about instead of us leaving, you come back?
Jackie glances at the door.
Don't get it, Jen. I need 2 more days. I need 2 more days!
Jen opens the front door. It's bullets.
You realize your phone doesn't work. I haven't heard from him in 3 weeks. How are you? You all right? Huh? Where is he? Is he,
He mimes drinking and Jen nods. Bullets goes to the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
He leans against the door frame.
What do you want?
Ready to go back to work?
How many times I gotta tell you I don't want to do the clubs anymore?
Club? Did I say club? Did the word clubs come out of my mouth? I didn't say clubs. I'm talking about Broadway. Got some on Broadway, kid. Huh? Huh?
Jackie's eyes widen.
There's a big street in the middle of town, Jackie. It's got a lot of lights, theaters. The Broadhurst Theater. They're rehearsing something right now. I talked to the director. He loves you. Jackie, he loves you. He's a big fan. Come on.
I can't do Broadway right now. I'm going to have to wait on that.
Bullets fingers the brim of his hat.
I'm going to tell him you're starting 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You're not going to tell me when I'm going to start. I'm not doing it.
Do you a big favor. I'm not listening to you, all right? 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Or never.
He puts on his hat.
Look.
Bullets takes out some money, glances toward Jen, and leans close to Jackie.
Take a little break from the booze, will you?
As Jackie sheepishly accepts, Jen glances at them.
Jen. And what I'd like you to do, honey, could you do me a favor? Could you turn the phone back on? Because I am not going to come here every time I want to talk to you. Take it.
Jen takes the money.
Got other clients, right? 9 o'clock.
As Bullets leaves, Jackie faces Jen.
Believe him?
Jackie hangs his head and his eyes brim with tears. Jen walks out clutching her fistful of bills. Now on a stage, Jackie sits at a table eating an apple. A man in a tweed suit stands in front of him.
It's a whimsical collage of music and comedy sketches.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to bring your wonderful sense of wit and whimsy to the production. I want you to bring Jackie Gleason to the role.
Last script.
Jackie, may I call you Jackie? The character doesn't actually exist as yet. I want you to create it.
I like that.
I thought you might, yes. What we'll do is we'll improvise during rehearsals, and then we'll just keep the bits that truly tickle our collective funny bone.
Jackie nods thoughtfully.
Okay.
Chomping the apple, Jackie peers up at him.
I smell smash, Jackie.
Shut up.
All right.
Before you fly away.
Now, a desert backdrop hangs behind a stage covered with sand. Two grimy men in khaki uniforms crawl across the sand with tattered backpacks. As they collapse, a golf ball lands by their heads. They look up.
Oh.
A shapely blonde wearing puffy breeches, an argyle sweater, and a tam carries golf clubs. She signals off stage and points to the ball. Jackie strolls on wearing a pith helmet, yachting blazer, and a fake mustache.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always remember, non-members play on Tuesday.
As he swigs from a flask, his eyes bulge.
Smooth. Let's go. Pick another bunker. Better yet, get yourself a couple snow cones.
He drops some bills on them.
Mush, you're in my light. Mush.
He taps the soldiers with his club and faces the blonde.
Oh, you're a good one. You have the eye of an eagle and a tail of a puppy. You're going to make it hard to keep my head down. All right, darling, remember to yell four.
He eyes the blonde's profile.
Make that two.
He hits the ball.
Two.
Whoa.
As the blonde bends over to peer at the ball, Jackie gazes at her bottom. Backstage.
He's back.
Marvelous. How did we get here? Leave him alone.
On stage, Jackie leers at his caddy's rump.
You can see the clubhouse. I believe they're open for lunch. Mush, darling, mush.
He taps her with a seven iron and follows her off.
Did I tell you the wife had a nasty fall?
Now at Jackie's dinner table.
I can't believe he's refused. Crawford usually hates everybody. Listen to this. Rising new comic Jackie Gleason.
Okay, that's great, honey. All right, let's go take our baths.
What do you mean, bath? Daddy's going to sit here and eat alone?
Well, Daddy was 2 hours late for dinner, wasn't he?
Because Daddy had rehearsal.
Hey, maybe Daddy will give you
a Jackie Gleason, the new leading man in a long...
leading man. When did I become a leading man?
Maybe I should try being a leading man. Jen, do you think I should be a leading man? That's right, you wouldn't know, would you?
As he eats, Jen hoists the baby.
I've been a father and a husband.
What the hell does that mean?
He motions to the room.
I'm not a husband and a father? What do you think all this is? Magic?
Oh, that's really great.
Why don't you try being a wife?
A wife? You don't want a wife. You want a maid and a mother. Well, I am tired of being your maid. I'm certainly not going to be your mother.
Jen leaves with the baby.
Thank you for that.
Jackie lifts his glass to Jen and faces the toddler.
Do you want to hear about Daddy's review along 5,000? So he's making him laugh at... What does the great white way mean?
As a Christmas tree glitters near the table, Jackie and his daughter vanish and the room grows dim. A suitcase rests in the middle of the hallway. In her bed, Jen lies on her pillow with her eyes wide open. Behind her, Jackie stands in the doorway wearing his overcoat. He lowers his eyes, turns away, and closes the door behind him. He enters his daughter's room and kisses the sleeping child on the forehead. His fingers briefly caress her wispy blonde hair as he pulls away. He turns off the lamp on the nightstand on his way out of the room. In the dark hallway, Jackie picks up the suitcase. A cigarette dangles from his mouth. He opens the door and takes a sorrowful look around before slipping out. Now at his restaurant, Shore faces Jackie, his only customer. Red candles decorate the bar.
Just let her settle down, Jackie. It'll get better.
That's easy for you to say. You're happily married. You're a Martian.
Jackie sets down a small gift.
Merry Christmas, pal.
Jackie.
As Shore unwraps his present, Jackie stares at his nearly empty glass and puffs his cigarette.
Jackie, this is some watch.
It's not some watch. It's a wit now. It's automatic. You don't have to wind it.
I got a present for you out back.
Bullets enters.
What's the point of having a phone if you're not there to answer it?
Look what I got.
Oh, you got one too? I got three of them. It's a regular Santa Claus. Hey, Big Shot. Remember when you told me Broadway would never amount to anything? Remember that?
Did I say that? I must have been sober.
What does this word mean to you?
television.
Pearl, Skelton, Benny.
Jackie, we have got an offer. You look at me. An offer to do television. You're going to host a variety show on the Dumont Network. Huh? Cavalcade of Stars.
What kind of title is that?
Did you hear what I had to say to you?
Shore enters with a young redhead wearing a Santa hat.
Not working.
Jackie, this is your Christmas present.
What is it?
And by the way, she's automatic. You don't have to wind her up. Merry Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho.
Well, yes, yes, yes. Now, how am I supposed to get you down my chimney?
Are we going to have this conversation or not?
Have you met my elf?
No.
As they leave, he faces Bullets.
What, for the workshop? Make toys? Toys, my boy?
Jackie, we're talking about this.
Bullets follows the couple out.
Listen to me.
Listen how the shoes jingle.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun place, but you don't want
to
eat here.
Talk to me.
Let's go.
No, you're going to have this conversation now. We're not doing it tomorrow.
Take it easy.
We're doing it now. It's too important.
We're fine.
Could you wait a minute, please? I'm falling down on the ice.
Bullets moves the redhead aside.
Because I need to talk to you. What are you doing?
It's not a woman.
What are you doing? You have a wife and kids, don't you?
It's the holidays.
All right, listen to me. This television show is live. No director is going to be able to cut your gas.
All right, well, look, let me think about it. What's the dough?
$600 a week.
I'm not doing it for $600. What kind of a manager?
You're right. You know, you don't need the exposure. You can just stay with a small audience. It's $600 a week to start with.
Well, what the hell does Cavalcade mean anyway?
Listen to me, it's a 2-week trial. If you hit it out of the park, the sky's the limit. You know what? I already said yes, okay? Merry Christmas. Hey, you're welcome.
You do not have the power to...
As Bullets leaves, the redhead slinks to Jackie's side.
Can you believe this guy?
He looks off after Bullets.
I'm telling you, he's a madman. Do you have a friend for him?
They gaze at the falling snow.
Oh, this is weird.
He strikes a pose.
Richard, what is it?
Jackie circles the woman, then takes her in his arms and twirls her about. His hat in his hand, he faces her and lifts his heel by his knee. The girl laughs and they dance.
If I don't enthuse, I guess I got Christmas blues.
The snow falls on the couple as Jackie dips her.
The Druggist Association of America presents the Dumont Network's Cavalcade of Stars, starring your host, Jackie Gleason, with the June Taylor Dancers. And now, here's Jackie Gleason!
Dumont Studios, 1952. On stage, Jackie mugs.
Whoa! Thanks, everybody. Welcome to Cavalcade of Stars. I'm Jackie Gleason. As the cow said to the farmer, thanks for the warm hand. I think it's time to put that joke out to pasture. You know, I got to tell you, backstage I met a gal with a $1 million smile. She'd only smile to guys that had $1 million. Girls, that's your cue.
Two women carry out giant toothpaste boxes. TV monitors show them in black and white.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Gleamadent with Phosphorol. In peppermint... and spearmint.
Girls, do you want to get paid?
They air kiss his cheeks.
Yeah! Oh, they're a good one. Give him a hand.
The women walk off stage.
Thanks, you want to brush between meals. Ooh, you're in for a real treat tonight. Thanks for staying tuned to Cavalcade. Sammy, a little traveling music.
Rolling his eyes, Jackie rhythmically swings his arms. He mimics riding a toy horse across the stage. Jackie claps his hands and waddles, then sways and spins to the music.
Ha, ha, ha! Thanks for turning into Cavalcade. On with the show and away we go.
He mimes sweeping, then flails and waddles off stage. He eyes a chorus line.
Who okayed these costumes?
Keely Smith has one song.
I know that. I booked it.
Then you do the Reggie sketch. And your manager is in your room.
Wonderful.
Jackie whispers to one toothpaste girl, now with Bullets.
Billy, what is that, a scotch? Water it down.
Jackie enters with two wardrobe women.
All good. Opening monologue. Hilarious. I was standing there, I almost missed my pants.
You think I pay you to kiss my ass?
You talk.
Do I pay you to kiss my ass?
It was funny.
What did you hear out there?
Laughs out there.
What did you hear? You want to know what I heard? Crickets!
Jackie sips his drink.
You're right, it could be a little better.
The hell is that?
He hands Bullets the glass.
Let's go.
I'll get the writer.
A woman brushes Jackie's hair.
All right. You're combing the back of my neck. Give me this.
You want to see us, Mr. Gleason?
Yeah, yeah. Which one of your geniuses wrote that opening monologue?
Well, we both did.
Yeah. You both did, huh? Well, you know what? You both stink. This just in. We're trying to do comedy. It read like a damn weather report out there.
Well, I think they got it.
You want to write for radio? No? Go upstairs and try it again.
1 minute, Mr. Gleason.
No, I know, Joel. Where you think I'm going, on a cruise?
A woman brings a tie.
It's a clip-on, for Christ's sakes. Put it on.
Jackie shoves her away.
I'm running a circus. I'm running a circus.
The tie's not on. Let me
do me a favor. do something.
Jackie brushes past bullets. Now monitors show two angles of a ritzy lounge. Jackie enters through an onstage door wearing a tuxedo, top hat, and fake mustache. At a mahogany bar, he raises a bottle of liquor and inspects the label.
Oh, that's a good year. Tuesday.
He pours some in a metal cocktail shaker, then breaks an egg on its rim.
Do I know of a good omelet?
Tossing the eggshell over his shoulder, he pours some whiskey in the shaker. He takes a swig straight from the bottle and puckers his lips. Bullets watches on a TV.
Fire in the hole!
On stage, Jackie sprays seltzer into the shaker. As he walks around the bar, a technician pans his camera. Jackie steps onto an exercise machine and belts a strap around his waist. He kisses the shaker and flips a switch. The machine vibrates him and the drink. As Bullets laughs, an elegantly dressed older couple enters the skit. The older man stops the machine.
Son? Perfect timing, Daddy. I try not to over-exercise on the weekend.
See, Mother? He is no good. He is a bum.
Son, your father is right.
Boy, are you fat.
The plump woman scowls and faces the audience. Jackie steps away.
He's a bum.
Backstage.
Brilliant!
I got some very good news.
See, now they know the character.
The other actor arrives.
Thank you so much for putting me in the sketch out there.
Oh, were you in the sketch out there? Buddy, do me a favor. When I'm getting my lamps, don't stand there mugging because it's
just... Oh, yeah, sure, Jack.
Thanks for stopping by.
Bullet shoves Carney away.
Yeah, for 10 o'clock. Five people. Fine. All right, I'll take care of it. Carney is terrific. You know, he's a very good foil for you.
He's good. He's got a lot to learn.
I think you should use him as often as possible.
What are you booking the show now?
Well, I'm trying to tell you, you're going to be a very busy boy. The sponsors are going completely nuts.
Listen, well, why wouldn't they?
I talked to Dumont. They want a whole year.
I knew we were worried about that.
I know.
I love it. So we can tell them.
I told them they either meet our price or take a long walk off a short pier.
I'm
going
to
turn you into a millionaire yet, kid.
You got it backwards, Bullets. I'm turning you into a millionaire.
Well, I know. I was just...
You were just what?
You were just what?
Taking the credit like everybody else? Who's the one busting his rump out there every night?
Bullet swallows hard and Jackie walks off. Later, a couple reads Tutshore's menus. Jackie, Bullet, Sammy, and two women sit at a table.
All right, and then...
Could I finish?
All right, go ahead, finish. All right.
So the cop says to the guy, he says, what the hell are you doing out at 4 in the morning? And the guy says, well, if I knew that, I'd be at home with my wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great one.
You don't have to do that.
That's funny.
How would you know?
That's one of Burl's.
Jackie eyes Sammy.
Oh, yeah?
He steals from the best. So do you.
What do you mean?
Everybody knows you like to,
say it.
Borrow.
All right, come on. We're all just having a good time here.
Sure the hell are. You have big steaks and booze at my expense. Why not have a good time at my expense?
Jackie, if I said something wrong, I apologize. You know, I didn't mean nothing by it.
No, it's not a matter of something wrong. You just said what's on your mind.
You saying I'm jealous?
No. See, you would have to be a contender to be jealous. You are envious.
So now I'm envious.
Empathetic.
Later, Jackie meets with his three riders.
Yeah, okay, you're a school teacher, and you go in the room and the kids are going crazy.
No, school's not funny. What else?
Okay, you're a clerk in a complaints department, except you're rude to everyone who comes in.
No, I'd be the one coming in to complain.
Cowboy.
No. What'd I tell you about cowboys?
Okay, just getting back to the school teacher thing.
Why would you get back to the school teacher?
We think Carney would
I can see Carney.
Okay, listen, Carney has enough to do. Okay, he's a busy man. You know what? Do me a favor. You guys come sit down. You're scaring me. Come on.
He gets up.
All right, now listen. Does everybody have a pen?
Yes.
I would appreciate it if you write this down. Think funny, okay? Humor comes out of conflict, not an occupation, but it comes out of relationships and situations, right? Okay, let's say we have a couple.
A couple of guys.
Roomies.
No. A married couple. Let's say they're married, okay? They've been at it a while, but they're always at each other's throats. But they love each other.
And they live in a great big mansion.
Penthouse.
Okay. Rich isn't funny. You understand? You want to put them in a two-room tenement.
Okay, so they're poor.
Who said they were poor? They're struggling. Write it down. Struggling. You know the feeling.
Okay, and when he gets home, there's a bunch of kids.
And they're yelling
there's
and
no
screaming.
Kids because they argue. And it isn't funny when you argue in front of children. He's the kid. That's right. The point. point. He's the big baby, the blubbering kid that won't grow up.
Okay, so then okay? It's just the two of them, and they're loners.
I didn't say, why would you want to make them loners? You want to have conflict of other people. They're social.
Carney could go there.
Carney would be a great neighbor, actually.
Okay, Carney can be a neighbor. He pops in every once in a while, stirs it up.
Okay, so what does this guy do for a living,
though?
He drives a cab.
Worse. A bus. A bus. He's a bus driver. Takes a bus up and down Fifth Avenue all day long, carting around people that are better off than he is. But every scheme and everything he tries fails. And he does it for her, but he fails. Titles. What does it feel like? It's a guy that's always, he's failing with his schemes. He loves his wife.
The failure. I mean.
Would you watch a show called The Failure?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
The Beast. Huh?
Jackie stares.
Please leave.
Hold on. Jackie, how about The Couple Next Door?
Ooh.
Jackie's eyes dart intently.
The Honeymooners.
He nods and his eyes gleam.
Write that down.
Later in rehearsals with Art and a black-haired actress.
All right, let's just give it a try, okay? Ready?
Art nods. Jackie reads from a script.
Alice, did you make me my eats? I'm starving.
I know you're starving. That's why I'm making you a salad.
Do I have to have a salad today? Can I just get a little piece of bread?
Bread? I didn't bake any bread, Ralph. You're on a diet, remember?
If you didn't make any bread, what have you been doing? You know, let's just... Frank, we're going to put this on its feet, all right?
Okay, Jackie,
let's just block it up.
As a crew looks on, Jackie stands beside the actress.
Let's just try it out right around here. Now, how would this look in a two-shot?
A camera viewfinder frames them.
Two-shot.
Two-shot, please.
Way too tight. Way too tight.
Loosen that up, please.
A camera dollies back.
Okay, too wide now, please.
And closer.
Closer, please.
Right.
It's great.
No, it's not great. I'll let you know when it's great. That's wide.
The image in the viewfinder jiggles.
Good God. You'll work that out later?
Yes.
All right, let's try the lines, shall we? Alice, you got my eats. I'm starving.
I know you're starving. That's why I'm making you a salad.
Okay, hold on. You don't want to walk away on a line. First of all, you're not scared of Ralph. When he lets you have it, you confront this guy. You take no guff from him at all. All right? You just, right there.
All right.
You're not scared of Ralph.
Okay, all right.
Okay, let's try it again. Alice, you got my eats. I'm starving.
I know you're starving.
She draws closer.
Making you a salad.
Okay, better, but you don't want to move on the line because it waters it down. Especially, hold on. How can you got it if you're not listening to me? So let me get you, all right?
All right.
Unless you're clairvoyant, which I don't think you are, because I know she's beautiful. Maybe she's, I don't know.
I'm all ears, Jackie.
All right, my darling. Okay, again. Frank, now, if you're going to use... Frank,
yes?
You're going to use this shot because the table's not going to work here. You either got to move the table or widen the shot. I got to work upstage so I can cross to the icebox.
Okay,
let's move the table.
Ready,
2 feet camera left.
Props, can we please move the table 3 feet camera left?
Yes, 2 feet
Two
camera
feet.
Left.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Three guys to move the table. That's the union I got to be in.
Three prop men shift the chairs.
Thank you, guys. You may want to rest.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's just hit it with the last one.
Got it.
Well, if you didn't make any bread, what have you been doing all day?
Letting out the seat of your pants.
Oh. You're going to get yours, Alice. Oh, you're going to get yours.
He punches the air.
Bang! Zoom!
Nearby, Art looks at his script.
Okay, that's your cue, Art. Is there a problem?
No, I was just waiting for the laugh.
Jackie glares toward the empty house.
It's not an audience.
Just giving it a beat.
Okay. Take the beat. Please come in on Bang Zoom. It'll help, okay? And remember, creep
sure.
up, okay?
Sure.
Take it from there. Oh, you're going to get yours. You are going to get yours. Bang Zoom!
Hey there, Robert.
Ah! What are you sneaking up behind me for? You know I ain't got any food in here. I could have passed right out.
Hey, Ralph, you mind if I have dinner here? They're painting my apartment, and I can't stand the smell of paint.
He holds a brown bag.
That's great, Norton. You know, I'm on a big diet that Alice has me on, and you come down with a sandwich like that. Oh, that's a beauty.
I was hungry.
You were hungry. You're a riot, Norton. You're a regular riot.
What, you want a bite?
On a black and white monitor, Ralph glowers. In a CBS office, businessmen watch the show.
We have got to get this man on CBS.
A balding executive holds a glass.
When's his contract up at Dumont?
Charlie.
That's easy enough to find out.
Do it.
But is he representative of what our audience wants to see?
I don't know. I mean, he lacks Ed Sullivan's charm. But he's funny.
He may need to lose weight.
Ralph, you're on a diet.
Yeah, maybe a little heavy.
I think he's perfect.
I think you're right.
Right. Let's get him for next season.
Okay.
One of these days, you're going bang, zoom.
CBS Studios, 1952, with Bullets and Jackie in a restroom.
Most important meeting we've ever had in our careers, and last night you decide you're going to go out drinking? What are you thinking?
There was nothing to watch on television. I wasn't on.
See, that's not funny. Upstairs is not some idiot producer. This is William Bailey upstairs.
Look, I'll tell you what's not going to fly today. That's the yelling
okay,
in my head.
Fine,
you understand?
I'm relaxed. We just cannot blow this.
Hey, you tell them not to blow it.
Okay.
He totters on his feet.
What's the matter, huh? You all right?
I'm good.
Hey, take it easy.
Good. I got to get something to eat.
I'll tell you what. You stay down here. I'll get you a sandwich and a cup of coffee, and I'll come down.
It that long that I would stay down here.
Okay, what do you want?
You know what I want. Make sure you get it for me or I walk.
Yeah. I can barely stand.
Later in a conference room.
Who wants a tip here? It's on Bill. Promise me you'll get better scotch.
You're not feeling good. Better scotch.
Yeah. I'll be a monkey's uncle. I don't even have a life. You know, we've got a man.
However, we feel Jackie should be a member of the CBS family.
Friedman lights Jackie's cigarette.
Share his
gorgeous suit.
There's
a coming in adult size.
Well, Dumont was a network who gave him his first shot.
Jackie wolfs down a sandwich.
We want a full hour of the Jackie Gleason show. We want all his characters, especially the sketch with the husband and wife.
The Honeymooners.
Yeah, yeah, very funny.
You know, we also have interest at NBC.
Ah, yeah, yeah, I know. They said you called them after we called you.
Well, that's not entirely true. Mm-hmm.
All right, see?
Half true.
The men already knew.
Bullets points to the balding executive.
Well, what do you know? He's a network.
Mr. Paley, I got to tell you something. I got to be honest with you. To be with CBS, for Jackie and I, huh, Jackie, it'd be a big thrill. It'd be very exciting. Well, we have some stipulations we have to talk about first.
Such as?
You want an hour, it's going to be a big show. There's some creative area.
Control.
Control of what?
Puts it right out there.
Paley grins broadly.
Of everything.
All right, fine, just say it.
Could you be more specific?
What's more specific than everything? Okay, let me draw it out for you. Writing, producing, directing. I seem to have an affinity in the musical departments, so choreography. Theme music.
Paley chuckles and Friedman nods.
What about the catering?
Well, I can do a hell of a lot better than this. I'll tell you that right now. It's like a wake. Who died?
Okay.
Yeah, run this through the lab.
Okay. Very good. But it's only fair that we have some sort of final say.
Jackie sips a whiskey and nods, then faces Bullets.
Call NBC.
All right,
go outside and call them.
Jackie.
Gentlemen.
Let's talk numbers.
Friedman?
Friedman reaches into his pocket.
Sit up. Give it a rest.
Bullets complies.
Okay. For all starring and producing services, including the cost of each
Friedman, episode. Sorry, slow down just for a second.
Let him get out his magic pen.
Bullets jots notes.
You were saying, all producing services.
For all starring and producing services, including the cost of each episode, we are prepared to offer, for two seasons, the sum of $11 million.
Bullets looks up and eyes Jackie.
That's for two seasons, of course.
Natural.
Jackie nods. Smoking, Paley studies him.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to live on that?
That'll cost you an extra $5.
You gotta eat.
$5 a joke.
At a press conference.
Gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to CBS's newest and brightest star, Mr. Jackie Gleason.
Thank you very much, everybody. Bill, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be associated with a network who discovered Ed Sullivan.
Jackie bulges his eyes.
Will you still be doing all of your... Will you still
I'm
be doing
sorry,
all of your...
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Will you do
Wait,
all your
stop
old
before
characters?
You lose your hair.
He eyes the balding reporter.
Mr. Gleason, will you still be doing all of your old characters from the Jackie Gleason show?
When I say that like it's a bad thing, of course I'll be.
Is Art Carney going with you?
I wouldn't go anywhere without Artie.
Jackie, how's Bert Kilton?
She's doing better. Refuses to sleep with me, but she'll learn.
Paley puts an ashtray closer to Jackie.
As you know, she had a little... Thank you very much. It's about time you do something at the network.
Paley smiles jovially.
No, she's better. You know, there was a problem with her ticker, and the doctor says she should take some time off, so we're going to be looking for a new Alice. And you know how I love the audition process.
He rolls his eyes.
Are the rumors true that you've hired a physician to help you lose weight?
I'm planning on losing 180 pounds by getting rid of my manager.
Bullets laughs.
I'm kidding. He's 175.
Jackie casts a glance at Paley.
Gentlemen, that's about all the time we have.
Now in a dressing room, Bullets watches a redhead.
And another thing, Ralph. My mother can come stay with us anytime she wants to, like it or not.
All right, Miss Meadows, thank you. That was terrific.
I can do it any way you want, Mr. Gleason.
No, that was wonderful. Thank you for coming by.
Audrey, come on. Home run. It was great. Val is a great manager. Give him my best.
I will, thank you.
You were great.
Okay.
Outside, Audrey signs a form.
What are you doing wasting my time with a dame like that for?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Alice is a regular plain housewife from Brooklyn. She's a glamour push. She belongs on the wall of an auto mechanic, you trusted. Not on the honeymoon.
Seven, bounce it.
Later, a chorus line bobs up and down, conga style. A bespectacled woman rehearses them. Each woman turns in the opposite direction. Jackie watches, smoking.
Four, five, open out. Now right leg kicks go one.
Facing forward, the girls perform high kicks with alternating legs. The line swings backward.
Three, Jackie enters. Five, six, seven, and hold. Good, you guys.
Very nice, gals. You're all fine.
Jackie faces the choreographer.
Wonderful job. Very nice, Jim. Who's the new one?
That's my kid sister, Marilyn.
You're kidding.
No, you have to meet her. Marilyn! Come here.
A tall young woman rushes over.
I'd like to meet Jackie. Mr. Gleason.
It's a pleasure. I should have known those cams running the family.
Yeah, you should see our brothers.
She's funny. We like that around here. Welcome to the show. Anything you need, please let me know.
Thank you.
Good job, June.
Marilyn spreads her arms wide and beams at June. Now Jackie holds out a fur coat to Jen.
Huh?
What's that?
What do you mean? What? It's a mink. I thought you'd like it.
What am I supposed to do with it?
You're supposed to feed it and watch it grow. Jen, it's for you. I want you to wear it. Come on.
Where? Around here? Why don't you give it to one of your girlfriends?
You know, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Why don't you quit reading those ridiculous magazines? You know I hate the press.
You think I don't know?
Oh, this is nice. This is the only picture you have of me. This is the one where I got fired.
Geraldine likes it.
The photo shows Jackie in a sailor suit.
She keeps asking when her daddy's going to come and take her to the park. What am I supposed to tell her, huh? The truth? The daddy's running around with his girlfriends?
Well, I should have known better than to do something nice.
You can't pay us to be a family, Jackie.
He tries to light a cigarette.
Anymore. You forgot Linda's birthday.
He throws down the lighter.
I sent her a tricycle, didn't I?
Right. Right, Jackie.
Listen, the only reason why my hotel is up the street is because I work best late at night. You know that.
You think I'm stupid? Go. Just leave. Leave. Live wherever you want. But I am still your wife. We got married in a church. We made a promise to God. And I'm living by that.
Give my love to the girls.
Jackie heads out. Jen stares off sadly, then closes the door behind him. Now at an audition.
My mother can come stay with us anytime she wants. Like it or not.
That's interesting.
Another actress.
And another thing, Ralph. My mother can come stay with us anytime she likes. Like it or not.
Next.
And another thing, Ralph. My mother can stay with home.
Jackie and Bullets exchange a confused look.
Like it or not?
And another thing, Ralph. My mother can come stay with us anytime she wants to. Like it or not.
You want to go to the moon, Alice? You want to go to the moon?
Yeah. And you're just the blimp to take me there.
Very nice. Okay, very nice, everybody.
Let you know real soon, Joe.
Bullet whispers to the red-haired actress.
Okay. So, what do you think?
She was unbelievable. Who is she?
I don't know who you're talking about. What, you mean the last one?
The one right there. Yes, the last one.
Really? She was standing in your office yesterday.
Want to run that by me again?
Audrey Meadows, the one you said was too pretty to be funny.
That's Audrey Meadows?
Yes.
She's unbelievable. Tell her she's got it. That's Alice.
Told you.
Jackie approaches June and Marilyn.
All right, sisters, take a break. You look fine. So how are you enjoying your time on the show?
Well, I feel the choreographer doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh, I sense a little sibling rivalry. Why don't we go out and grab a bite tonight?
Oh, I'd have to ask my boss. Boss, can I go to dinner with you tonight?
If you want to keep your job, I highly recommend it.
Now at a live broadcast.
Oh,
on the set, Jackie's dressed like a handyman. He swats the floor with a broom, then smashes a vase. In the booth, a director calls camera positions.
Okay, Bob, go to two.
Go to two, Bob.
What do you want? Supposed to be by the fireplace. Yeah, tell Pat to follow him.
Pat, follow him. Ready? Three.
As Jackie climbs a ladder, it topples over and he falls.
Go back to one.
One up. Ready? Two.
Wait, I think you hit him. So he's hurt.
Tell Bill to get off him. Stay on Carney.
Bill, stay on Carney. Ready? One.
On the monitor, Jackie grabs his leg.
I think we've got a little bit of a problem here.
In a hospital room.
Those viewers notified friends in the West
about the mishap in time to watch the rebroadcast, earning Gleason his largest audience ever.
If I knew that, I would have broken both legs in the first season.
Jen approaches the door, then stops as she sees Marilyn nuzzling Jackie.
You want to hear that?
Excuse me, am I interrupting something?
They separate.
Hi, Jen. Push it in.
I come here to see how you are, and instead I find...
Marilyn looks from Jen to Jackie.
Who are you?
Sit down.
His girlfriend? His lover? His date for the afternoon? You know who I am? I'm his wife, if that means anything to you. I'm also the mother of his children.
How are they?
In the hospital, Jackie. Where everyone can see.
Broke my leg.
I want you out! I am his wife and I belong here. You don't! I am Mrs. Jackie Gleason and I demand to be treated with respect. Do you hear me? Out! I demand to be treated with respect!
Jen's mouth trembles as she cries, now on the honeymooner's set.
All right, but Ronnie, that wall shouldn't be... It looks as dirty. It should be as dirty as the other wall.
Give me a chance.
That's too clean.
I'm doing it.
Jackie's leg is in a cast. Paley and Friedman approach.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Nice.
Better backdrop. How are you? Thanks for nice, Ed. Come on, pull up a chair.
They sit.
The only way I can tell the backdrop is if you light it. Put a light behind it. Does that look like Brooklyn to you? What do you know? You grew up in Connecticut.
I'm running a little late here, Jackie. What can I do for you?
Well, the variety theme is getting a little stale with me.
Come on now, Jackie. The sponsors have been promised a variety theme.
You want me to tell them? They love the show as it is.
Friedman hits a pan with a ladle.
Are you okay over there?
Be careful.
Can I finish?
Please.
The first half of the hour remains a variety theme. The last 30 minutes, it's an entire episode of The Honeymooners, and they're going to love it.
Come on now,
that's
Jackie.
Too yellow.
The Honeymooners is just a sketch. It doesn't have the legs for 30 minutes.
Well, I beg to differ, Bill, because I get about 5,000 letters a week telling me differently, so I want to give the people more of that. And I want to do it on film instead of kinescope because it's a different grain. That bureau has to go more towards the door, please, because I take my hat off.
Just
I
got
to
so
be able to come
a...
in and put my stuff on it.
Just so they can watch a bus driver yelling at his wife for 30 minutes? You know what that's going to cost?
I know exactly what it will cost.
Come on, Jackie. You're not being rational. It's too much of a risk.
I'm willing to take it, Bill.
It's coming out of your end.
What's new? It always does. Could we play nice?
I'm going on record here. I think it's a big mistake.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. Do me a favor. Guys, turn around. Does that look like yellow?
If you say so, it's yellow.
That's the answer I need. Beige. Beige! The color of Sid. Pick it up.
Now in his dressing room, Jackie holds a phone receiver to his ear. At her home, Marilyn sits by the phone surrounded by red roses. Jackie hangs up. He stubs out a cigarette, then picks up a framed photo from the table next to him. It shows Jackie in a kick line with Marilyn. He throws it across the room.
What?
Jack.
Philly enters.
Come in. What do you want?
Well, this letter came registered. I signed for it. It's from Herb Gleason in Stony Brook, Connecticut.
Jackie's gaze freezes as Philly hands him the letter. Philly pauses at the door, glances back briefly, then leaves. Jackie opens the envelope, then takes out a letter folded over several old stained photographs. One photo shows his mother and father. Another shows little Jackie smiling next to his father. Jackie runs his thumb tenderly across its faded surface. As he stares down at the photo, his eyes glisten with tears. He flips to another, which shows his father with a bowler hat cocked jauntily on his head. Jackie again runs his thumb gently over the image of his father's face. Now, a marquee reads, on stage, The Honeymooners. Backstage, a star on Jackie's dressing room reads, The Great One.
It's Jack. Please, open the door, Jackie. I beg you. It's 3 minutes before we go on. Jackie.
Words appear. CBS Studios 1955. On the theater rooftop, Jackie puffs thoughtfully on a cigarette.
Coming in.
Philly enters, then glances around the empty dressing room.
Jackie?
Later, backstage, Philly approaches Carney.
Hey, Art, I know it's a long shot, but have you seen Jackie?
No. I don't see the great one until they yell action. You know that, Jack.
I know.
On the roof.
Jackie, what are you doing here? Jack Philbin is down in the studio right now, losing his mind. Let's go downstairs. Come on.
Did you send the stuff to Marilyn?
Yeah, I sent the stuff to Marilyn. That's done.
And?
And nothing. Look, Jackie, I mean, really, kid, it's for the best. Come on.
You hear that?
Huh? No, what?
Listen, you can get a cab on a Saturday night. You know why? Because everyone's at home in front of their televisions waiting to see me.
If you do the show, right? Come on, you're right. No, I'm proud of you. Huh?
Are you bullets?
Of course I am. The whole world's proud of you.
Then why don't I feel it?
Feel it? You don't want to know what I think.
You know, the whole time I was growing up, my father lived less than an hour away. And he never came to see me once. He said it was because he felt ashamed. This whole time I thought it was me.
He's the one that missed out. It's his loss.
Try telling that to an 8-year-old kid. All right, come on. Let's go fool them.
Now, a black and white TV screen fills our view. A full moon rises behind a city skyline. Jackie's face appears in the moon.
Jackie Gleason, The Honeymooners, with the stars Art Carney, Audrey Meadows.
Stand by music.
And Joyce Randolph.
Cleaning up. Cue music.
In the director's booth.
Cue Jackie.
On stage, Jackie enters as Ralph Cramden.
Hi, Alice. What's for supper?
Hi, sweetie. I made your favorite, fried chicken.
Well, thank you, Alice.
I got your paper for you, too.
He eyes her suspiciously.
Would you like me to read it for you? No. Oh, and I got your bowling ball out for you, and I got it all shined up. I thought maybe you and Ed might want to go bowling later. I shined up your bowling shoes for you, too. Are you comfy, sweetums? Oh, and by the way...
Aha! Aha! By the way, huh? All right, what's by the way?
All right, Ralph. The Nortons are getting a new television set, and I was just thinking, why don't we get one, too?
We've been through this before, and I'm not buying a television set.
Ed Norton makes the same money you do. And you know what they have? They have a washing machine. They have a vacuum cleaner. They have a television set. They even have an electric stove.
You're right, Alice. They got all those things. And they got one more thing that we ain't got. Worries. And you want to know why, Alice? Because every week, Norton has to go down there to pay for those things. Well, I got peace of mind, Alice. That's what I got. And I'm socking my money away. You know what it is now? It's going up, up, up. We got $75 laying around here. $75! And he's got all that stuff, but I got mine right here.
His hip pocket.
Yeah. You got it here.
One hip.
And you got it right here.
The other hip.
And you got it right here.
As she pats her stomach, Ralph glares at her.
You know, I hope they love those jokes on the moon. Because that's where you're going, Alice. Bang! Zoom! I don't want to hear no more about the television set. That's it.
I want a television set, and I'm going to get a television set. I want to look at Liberace.
But why don't you get Liberace to buy you the television set?
Norton enters wearing a space helmet.
Take me to you.
Now you take that off, Norton.
Space Ranger, third class, and the Captain Video Space Academy. Official space helmet off, oh, Captain Video, wherever you are.
You are nuts, Norton. You know that you're nuts. Do you have any idea the problems you're causing for me? Do you?
I don't know, Ralph. Maybe it's time you did something nice for Alice for a change.
Do something nice for Alice? Why don't you look around?
Well, you know, face it, Ralph. This place is no Taj Mahal. Just buy her a
a TV set and put it right there.
Ralph rolls his eyes at Norton, then sweeps his arm and points to the door. Wiggling his hefty form, he mouths the words, "Get out." Norton grabs the helmet.
Get up! Get up!
In the wings, Bullets applauds and grins. As Paley and Friedman clap too, audience members give Jackie a standing ovation. Bullets receives a thumbs up from Paley. Later, Carney, Joyce, and Audrey take a curtain call. Jackie joins them.
Audrey Meadows, the Honeymooners, ladies and gentlemen. Fabulous, thank you.
Jackie surveys the crowd. He notices himself at 10 years old, seated in the audience. The boy grins and claps energetically. The adult Jackie's face grows serene. His gaze roves to an empty seat at the boy's side, then returns to the child who pumps his fists in the air. Jackie nods peacefully to himself, then to the crowd. He holds his arms out wide. Jackie purses his lips. He holds his elbows out, wags his hands, and scoots off stage.
See you next week, everybody. Good night.
Later, the studio seats sit empty, facing the Honeymooners' lit soundstage. Wearing a suit, Jackie strides past the meager set with its sink, stove, icebox, and checkered tablecloth. He ambles by a CBS control booth and follows a carpeted aisle. His gait slows. Smoke wafts from his cigarette as he thoughtfully faces the show's humble kitchen.
How can that be funny? You have got no sense of humor.
Oh, yes, I do. I married you, didn't I?
I'm the king around here. You're not.
Well, maybe it's time you did something nice for Alice for change.
Alice, don't you understand? This is the biggest thing I ever got into. You're being a Weisenheimer, Alice. What do you think?
He remembers wearing a ragtag space costume.
I think you're nuts.
I'm a man from space.
In a gas mask, Norton startles him.
What are you? The trouble with you, you're not up with the latest developments.
Who is it that lets out your pants every other day?
The nostalgic Jackie chuckles.
Pray tell, who are you?
You are a blabbermouth. I understand for the future. Oh, there it is. You blabbermouth! I wouldn't send a night out on a dog like this.
First step up, plant your feet firmly on the ground, and address the ball. Hello, ball!
Man, will you come on? I wouldn't send a night out on a dog like this. Don't you get it?
No, I don't get it. I don't think it's funny.
When did you ever catch anything?
15 years ago, I caught 300 pounds of blubber.
You have got no sense of humor.
Well, I married you, didn't I? Who needs food? We can live on love. Killer. I call you killer because you slay me.
And I'm calling Bellevue because you're nuts.
All right, Ralph, I'm just trying to be like Rita, the kind of girl you admire.
The only reason why I was throwing the charm on Rita is because her husband, Bert, is the general manager of the depot.
Well, that may explain you being so attentive to Rita, Ralph, but it doesn't explain something much more important. It doesn't explain why in all these years you never once made me feel like your sweetheart or even noticed how I look. I wish you had an explanation for that, Ralph. Oh, how I wish you had an explanation for that.
I do have an explanation. I'm a mope. I love you, sweetheart. Honestly. Baby, you're the greatest.
Back at the interview.
Oh, Ralph.
When you see one of these episodes, do you miss it?
Sometimes. If I see it.
Any regrets?
I sometimes wonder if I should have done another season of The Honeymooners. And then there's a part of me that felt I played it right by going out on top when I did. I wish I was there more for my family in those days, but I was so driven. And I paid for it. And unfortunately, I'm sure they did too. The good news is I got the girl in the end, which is rare for a buffoon, but Marilyn and I worked it out.